Peaceful thoughts compound themselves. Peaceful thoughts compound themselves. No matter what kind of thoughts we have in our head, peaceful or otherwise, they're going to compound themselves in our life and affairs. And if we allow them to compound themselves, then we are the responsible persons for whatever is going on in our mind, in our heart, in our body, in our world, whatever goes on, because every thought compounds itself in our lives. Now, if we have peaceful thoughts and we have them being compounded in our lives, by having them being compounded in themselves, what is taking place in our world? Well, what's taking place in our world is a world of contentment, a world of harmony, a world of love, a world of goodness, the kind of world that we really want to have in our life. That's what's taking place whenever we have peaceful thoughts going on in our mind. Now, do you want to have peaceful thoughts going on in your mind? Do you want to have peaceful ideas going on in your world? Do you want to have a world filled with joy and harmony and goodness? If you do, there's only one way you can go about it, and that way is to have peaceful thoughts at all times. How do you have peaceful thoughts at all times? How do you know peaceful thoughts in yourself? How do you express peaceful thoughts? Well, you express peaceful thoughts by telling yourself, I am peaceful. I am gentle. I am kind. I am peaceful. And every time you tell yourself that you're peaceful, all of the anxiety of your life fades away, runs away, in fact. It doesn't want to be where peaceful thoughts are. Anxiety looks for uptight thoughts, thoughts that are unhappy, thoughts that are bringing about inharmony. But peaceful thoughts, they bring about peace. They bring about joy. They bring about love. They bring about happiness. Do you want to have happiness in your life? Do you want to have peace in your life? If you do, there's only one way you could go about getting it. And that way is to be yourself and to know who yourself is. Now, we all hear things going on in our world constantly. It's sort of upwelling of activities, of distress, of tension, of anxiety. And we hear these things, and every time we allow our attention to dwell on it, we have claimed it. We have named it in our world. We have the privilege of ignoring it. We have the privilege of only paying attention to happiness, joy, peace, harmony, balance, peace. Peace is all that we ever really want. If we live in a peaceful world, we find that our crops in the field grow well. We find that our harvests are always abundant. We find that every place we go, people radiate joy. They radiate happiness. They radiate self-confidence. They radiate the feeling that what they're doing is right. Everywhere we go. And if at any time we feel tension, we feel anxiety, we feel something is out of balance, not peaceful, we immediately say, all is in divine order. All is peaceful now. All is harmony now. All is joy now. All is goodness now. And as we say, all is goodness now, and all is joy now, and all is harmony now, we put that cause in motion for ourselves, and that is the truth about us. Now, there may be people in our world who try to challenge us to have anxious thoughts. There may be people in our world who try to challenge us to think thoughts of anxiety or think thoughts of lack of balance. And we don't have to. We don't have to. No matter how much they say we are unbalanced, we don't have to believe that. We just say to ourselves, I am balanced. I am harmonious. I am peaceful. I am good. And the more we say that to ourselves, The more we say, all is in divine order to ourselves, the more we say, I am peace, the more we are that peace, the more we live that peace, the more that peace is in our home, in our life, in our presence. We come home from work, and we enter our household. Before we enter our household, we take a moment. We sit in the car, or we wait, or we walk along the street, and we say, my home is surrounded by my pure white light of love. All in my home is balanced and peaceful now. Harmony and joy and balance and peace reign in my home now. My home is the center of peace now. My home is the center. I am the center of peace. I am the center of balance. Wherever I go is peace and balance. Whatever I say and think and do is peace and balance, because peace and balance is all that I know. Peace and balance is my true nature. Peace and balance is my family. And so, as I think these thoughts about my family, I think about the things that are going on at home, and I think, oh, goodness, there's some inharmony there. No. I don't think that. I think the thought, all is harmonious, all is balanced, all is peaceful, all is joy. And as I say, all is peaceful, balanced, harmony, and joy, then that is exactly what it is. That's exactly what is going on in my life. That's exactly what's going on in my world, because I put the cause in motion by my word. I put the cause in motion by my thought. I put the cause in motion by the ideals that I hold in my life. I see each one of my children harmoniously and joyfully engaging in being a member of a harmonious, balanced, peaceful family. Every one of them is thinking up things that they can do to be more peaceful in our home. And they help their mother, and they help their siblings, and they work together with harmony and joy. And they say, all is in harmony and joy now. All is peace. Yes, all of them do that. Every one of my children, and my wife, and my husband, if my spouse should so be. And whatever it is, I speak my word. I say, all is in divine order. All is peaceful now. All is harmonious now. And as I say, all is peaceful, harmonious, balanced now, then it is peaceful, harmonious, and in balance now. My word, my power, my thought brings about exactly what I speak it for. As the divine spoke its word in the beginning and said, all is in divine order, said, all is good and very good. So I proclaim that for my individual world, my individual family, my individual life. All is in divine order now. All is in perfect peace now. I proclaim that, I name that, I enjoy that, I love it, and it is so. I say that for each member of my family. I say that primarily for myself in the beginning. I am peaceful. I am the head of a household of peace. I am the head of a household of peace. My world is peace and harmony and balance and goodness. That's who and what I am. I am that I am. And as I am that, all works out wonderfully, gloriously, and good. My smallest children know peace. My smallest children go around saying, all is in divine order, all is peace, all is peace. My oldest children go around saying it. All of my children go around saying it. All of the children from the neighborhood come to my home because they like to be in a center of peace. They like to be in a home of peace. They like to be in a place of wonderful peace and balance and harmony. Yes, peaceful thoughts compound themselves, and I think only peaceful thoughts, and they compound themselves in my life, for me and my spouse and my children, for me and my family, for me and my world, for me and all that exists, is right now, because I love my family, I love my world, I love myself, I love you, I love you. I love you.